Hey guys, welcome back to It's Just Celebrities. I'm here with
Hugo.
And today we're going to be talking about Kendall Jenner. What's the first thing that pops into your head?
Kendall Jenner,
when you hear her name.
The Pepsi ad that she did
like 2 years ago. That?
Sure.
Okay.
It was really controversial because it was like the riots at the time during like the election. There was a bunch of riots, and then it was a commercial about like people rioting, I guess. And then she walks up, like towards the end of the commercial, she walks up to a guard or something, like police, and she hands the police a Pepsi, and then everybody like I think parties or something. I don't know. Like everybody unites. And well, she got a lot of backlash for that because, I mean, it's not really that simple. And I think there's a video of someone doing that during a riot, and then the person, like, hit him in the face with a baton. It was so funny. that's what I have to say about that. Well, I think it was misinterpreted because, I don't know, I guess they were just trying to say, stop rioting, but she did it, like, the execution was pretty bad.
Well, I mean, it was a Pepsi commercial, and they wanted people to
Everybody loves Pepsi.
Yeah. But that's practically what they're saying. Like, you can end every... Like, just, like, get a Pepsi. Like, it's fine. Like, whatever. But, yeah, she was, like, modeling in the commercial because Kendall Jenner is a model. She's 22. For Victoria's Secret.
She's 22?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was older. What the heck?
She's pretty young. But, oh, yeah, and Kylie's, like, 19, 20 around
like
there.
Like, 5, yeah.
Yeah. But so she's huge in like actor, like modeling and all that. So in the commercial, she was like modeling. She was like taking pictures in the commercial, and she sees like everyone like protesting, like walking with a bunch of signs and all that. And she joins them, and she just gives a Pepsi to one of the officers. He sips it, and everyone's like happy. So
I think what they were trying to like do with that was saying like, even though she's a big, famous, people idolize her, she'll still, you know, help out
the little people. I didn't think of it like that. That's
I mean, that's kind of what they're aiming at, I think.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people were saying that she was undermining the Black Lives Matter movement after handing a can of soda, of soft drink to a police officer during a protest. It was just like...
What does that mean? How is she undermining them?
I don't know. That's just what people were saying. They're just saying that, like, that wasn't the way to fix it. And they just, like, took it, like, personal. Mm-hmm. And do you really think it was her fault, though?
I don't know. The video was, like, or the advertisement, sorry, was, like, really well-directed and stuff. Yeah. Like, it looks good, but just, I don't know, like, I guess it just got perceived wrong. They were trying to do something good, but... I don't know. They did something bad. I don't think it's her fault. Yeah. Because she was just the actor in it.
I mean, at the same time, I agree with you, but at the same time, she probably did, like, they did rehearse it and stuff before, like, putting it on air. So, she knew what she was going into. She knew what, like the purpose was, and she knew what she was going to do.
Yeah, but if you're, like, an actor like that, and you see that, it's not that, it's not like you're chopping someone's head off or something, but, like,
yeah,
it's not that... I'd feel like I would just, I wouldn't mind that I would give a guard Pepsi. I would think it's kind of dumb, but if you're, like, a big famous person, then it's probably just, like, another thing.
Yeah, I mean, but, like at the same time, like, celebrities are just huge, and people like making drama about them and making whatever they do, like, seem bigger than what it is. But...
And celebrities also love that. AKA Kardashians.
Do you like the Kardashian-Jenner family?
I don't really have an opinion on them. They're kind of there.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Always trying to get attention, you know?
Yeah.
I like Kanye, though. Kanye's cool.
Easy. Do you like his shoes?
Shoes are overpriced.
Yeah. I mean, they want money. Did you know that Kendall Jenner's, what's it called? Her Nets price, whatever.
Net worth?
Yeah, net worth is $18 million.
Nice.
And that's not even...
Where's the money coming from?
Modeling, like, all her, like, modeling gigs.
Nice.
I saw a commercial recently. It was really stupid, and I feel like she's gonna get, like, backlash, like, bad if she isn't already. She's, like, it was just a bunch of people, like, switching bodies, like, famous people, and they're like, oh, I'm in DJ Khaled's body and stuff. It was funny and random, and I found it while scrolling through Instagram. And then they jump into Kendall Jenner's body, and she was like, oh, I have a vagina. And, like, she's like, oh, like, whoa, like, I'm a girl now and stuff. It was really weird. And
what was the advertisement for?
I don't, just celebrities. It didn't really have a purpose. It was really random. I don't understand the purpose of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, do you like Kendall Jenner from what you hear?
Like I said, with the Kardashian family, I have no opinions on them.
If you had to say, like,
if I had to say, yeah. Oh, like, based on the advertisement?
I mean, based on everything, like, you know about her.
I don't know. She seems kind of spoiled. But that's just, I don't know, she was raised in, like, a
wealthy family.
And she was on a television show her whole life, so her ego is probably, like,
what do you, yeah, honestly, that's, I agree. I feel like Kylie would be the most, like, spoiled one of them. Yeah, that kid. No, I think Kylie is, like, very spoiled. Like, she's the one that, she has the most money from her whole family.
Oh, I've seen an episode of Keeping Up with Kardashians because my brother watches it. Shout out to Tommy. I was watching it with him, and it was, like, Kylie was being super just, like, bratty and stuff, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, a lot.
Really?
She, like, in, like, her earlier years, Kylie always seemed to be fighting with Kendall for the spotlight. And, like, because when Kendall started modeling, like, her mom, Kris Jenner, was really happy about it. And Kylie kept, like, trying to get her mom's attention. She would get upset at Kendall. It was just, like, a big mess.
You think that was scripted or was, like, real?
I mean, I see it, like, in real life happening with, like, siblings. Let's say I get to be, like, let's say I have a sister and she gets to be on TV. Obviously, I want to, because she's going to get more attention than I will. And I don't want to be, like,
left there. I need attention.
Yeah. Honestly, like, it's not
kind of, I mean, all humans need attention, but.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, she also got a lot of hate. Her, Kendall and Kylie got a lot of hate because they made some t-shirts. And the t-shirts, they had, like, pictures of Tupac and Kiss and stuff. And apparently, like, they had no permission to print those stuff out. So.
Lots of Target shirts that have Tupac and Biggie.
I mean, they were just, like, they're bigger, and they were, like, expensive, like, $115. And they're just, like, t-shirts that you could find at Target and stuff.
I don't get why they sell clothes. Like, why do people want their clothes?
They just want, because they want money, you know, the big, like, industry. They make money on their own, but they just, it's never enough. They just want more.
They're greedy.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, but who would buy their clothes? I'm just saying.
I mean, People who watch the show.
Yeah. I guess.
And that, because Kylie Cosmetics and all that, like, everyone is What's doing that? Their own thing.
Is that their,
That's makeup? Kylie Jenner's makeup line. Okay. And Kim has a makeup line. It's
so,
yeah, they're all,
does,
like,
Kanye?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's super
check
good.
It out, check
okay.
It.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed, It's Just Celebrities. This was our second podcast. Thank you, Gino. Thank you, Hugo, for being here.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next time.